Hi, I'm Michael Sunoff, founder and CEO of HardToFindSeminars.com. For the last 5 years, I've interviewed the world's best business and marketing minds. Along the way, I've created a successful publishing business all from home from my two-car garage. When my first child was born, he was very sick, and it was then that I knew I had to have a business that I could operate from home. Now my challenge is to build the world's largest free resource for online downloadable MP3 audio business interviews. I knew I needed a site that contained strategies, solutions, and inside angles to help you live better, to save and make more money, to stay healthier, and to get more out of life. I've learned a lot in the last 5 years, and today I'm going to show you the skills you need to survive. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, this audio stuff, if you're going to edit it to like how I edit my recordings, it's very time consuming if you want to do it right. If you want to really do the best product, you got to think your recording will be listened to thousands and thousands and thousands of times if you perceive your site growing, okay? Each one of those recordings is an infomercial. You could be lazy at the beginning and not edit it and have all the ums and the ahs and hold on and the stupid chit chat, you know, the nervous talk, and it's going to cost you money. Invest the money and edit this thing. This is Michael Sunoff with HardToFindSeminars.com. Here's another information-packed flash consult with a gentleman named Dwight. Dwight wanted to do a series of recordings to promote his information products related to martial arts. In this recording, I gave him 35 minutes of my most detailed secrets on exactly how I do audio recordings. I explained some of the equipment I use and a lot of the psychology that goes into the editing of my recordings. If you have an idea for creating an information product, especially an audio-based information product that you want to use to sell online or on audio tapes or CDs, this is a must listen. I hope you benefit from it greatly. Enjoy. Hey, is this Dwight?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Dwight, Mike Self here.
Hey, I just got Dan Kennedy Customer Appreciation Mega Conference, and in there, one of his students, he's a martial arts instructor just like I am.
Mike Storm?
Exactly. Who now has three businesses, video production thing and then the black belt management where he's a consultant and what have you. The consultant thing is a direction I'm headed in. I've actually started doing that on my own already. But my big thing that I want to launch is, you see how you have the website with all those interviews archived? I want to build that kind of
related to
martial arts. And within that martial art, two areas. One is specific to what I do, which is Bruce Lee's Jeet Kune Do, because we have a number of celebrity figures in there. But then also to go outside of that to people who are recognized in the martial art industry as those who, for example, Brian Tracy is recognized in the marketing industry as a personal development guru. So there are guys within the martial art industry who are recognized as the equivalent. So I want to have them on interview also. And then have an internet-based business that on a regular basis we have the teleconferences, which are available thereafter for sale, either download or transcript or the CD version or what have you.
You want to follow the same model I'm doing?
Yes.
Kick-ass content related to your niche, all online, give a ton of it away for free, capture names, capture email addresses, and then market like hell.
Yeah.
That is the key. And it's one model. And it's the model I'm doing. People can't believe I give away so much free stuff. But the old saying, free stuff isn't valuable, is not true. I give away a lot of free stuff, but people come back to me time and time again and say, this is some of the most valuable stuff that I've paid thousands of dollars for.
I'm amazed that you do that. And I'm actually amazed and impressed that you know Mike Storm by name.
I listen to a lot of this stuff. I listen to Dan Kennedy, and I hear the same tape you hear. And Dan Kennedy has a group of gurus who are kind of under him or who have studied under him, who are members of his platinum circle. And I know Mike Storm's the karate guy. I haven't seen his stuff. I've never met him personally, but this is what I do, and I know these names.
Now, in terms of on your website, if I also want to build a business as a martial art consultant, but now this is not for the general martial art people. This is within our Jeet Kune Do family, within within the Bruce Lee clan. See, because we have been saddled with a mentality that we're not supposed to make money teaching Jeet Kune Do. So I am one of maybe less than 15 people in the world who has been somewhat of a commercial success. Not anywhere near a commercial success of somebody like Mike Storm, who is in the traditional karate taekwondo world.
Is your discipline exclusively Jeet Kune Do?
Yes. So that's the other little niche market that I want to dominate.
Your niche is, you know Bruce Lee's discipline. You know it better than anybody, just about? Are you the only one teaching his discipline?
I'm the only one in Miami teaching his discipline.
In Miami, okay.
Because there's not that many of us in the world compared to the traditional karate. But what I want to do, I want all of my Jeet Kune Do counterparts to come to me to find out how to make it more saleable to the general public. Now, a guy at the karate school will sign somebody up, and within 3 months, we'll put him on a four-year membership. Whereas in the Jeet Kune Do school, you're happy if they stick around for 4 months.
Why do you think that is?
It's because of the nature of the way that Jeet Kune Do was transmitted in the early days, which was backyard, garage, you know, move the furniture out of the living room. All this stuff is documented if you read Bruce Lee's biography.
You're saying the way it's transmitted, the way it's taught?
Yeah, that is the history of it. And so for a lot of us, psychologically, well, not me anymore, but that's where a lot of them are coming from.
A lot of who's coming from?
A lot of my counterparts. Counterparts are other people certified to teach Bruce Lee's Jeet Kune Do.
Okay, trained through you or other means
no,
as well?
No, most of us come from Bruce Lee's number one disciple.
Okay, so you were all trained by this guy.
Yeah.
Tell me the mindset of your counterparts.
If you make money, if you organize your business, you're a sellout.
Didn't Bruce Lee do this though? I mean, wasn't that his whole goal, was to open up karate schools?
Well, no. Actually, this is the thing. Bruce Lee turned down a $1 million opportunity to open up a bunch of Kato franchises. He said, that is not the way to promote the art. So that's an idea of the mentality. But that was 1966.
I'm just thinking from the movie, he did open up a studio for himself and started teaching, right?
Yeah, at various times in his life, he did have a place. But, Michael, here's the thing. The school that I have, 2,400 square foot, full of training equipment and what have you. Bruce Lee never had it so good. Bruce Lee's most successful school was in Los Angeles, Chinatown. I visited it, and it was the hole in the wall. It really was.
What's your business like right now?
We gross between $20,000 and $25,000 a month, which is way past anything that we ever dreamt. And I have counterparts who are probably grossing $5,000 a month.
You're doing better than these other guys. How many of them are there? How many people trained by Bruce Lee's number one guy?
Well, we have three levels. We have apprentice, associate, and full. Full instructors like me, there's probably about 20, 25 of us. Associate instructor, there's probably about 60. And then apprentice instructor, there's probably over 100, maybe even as many as 200.
So on the consulting side, you want to be able to teach these associates how to build their business like you have?
Yes.
Is that a big enough market for you on the consulting side?
A start, and I prefer to start with them and then move outside to the mainstream karate people.
So bring a new product that the mainstream karate studios can offer and sell. Let's say you can show your associates who know the discipline,
right,
who are trained by the same guy. You can show them how to build their businesses to something that you've done. After you've gone through that, you can approach different disciplines, different studios, and show them how to offer a new type of karate.
Well, yeah, or I could just show them how to run a good karate school also. You're on the right track.
I mean, running the business, do you think it really makes a difference what discipline you're teaching?
Mainstream karate, no. Jeet Kune Do, yes. That's the problem.
So you're saying the challenge you're having is the mindset of your associates aren't open to profiting from this discipline.
They want to, but they just don't know how, and there's no...
Because they feel like they're selling out to their master, Bruce Lee, in a way.
Yeah, but I've done enough observation. Bruce Lee, in 1965 or 66, was charging $275 an hour for private consultation. He was charging $1,000 a week if he had to travel or whatever. And he was working the Hollywood crowd. So Bruce Lee was not an idiot when it came to the marketing and the self-promotion side of the business. But then he just made the decision that he would go and do the movie thing. went back to Hong Kong and discovered that the Green Hornet was called in Hong Kong the Kato Show. He was a superstar. Didn't know it. The rest, as they say, is history. So there are concrete examples. For example, I can tell from reading about Bruce Lee, he read Napoleon Hill's Think and Grow Rich. My definite chief aim, the note on which he wrote that, sold for thousands of dollars at some kind of Bruce Lee auction years ago.
What was this, a note he wrote?
Yeah, it was entitled My Definite Chief Aim.
Is that a quote from Napoleon Hill's book?
Mm-hmm.
And so he wrote a whole note. What did it say his chief aim was?
It was to earn $1 million making movies, and in return, he said something like, I will give the public the best martial art performances of which I'm capable.
Yeah, you're probably right. He probably did read it.
Oh, yeah, I can tell. So that's one of the weapons that I would want to use in getting these guys to come on board with me.
You see this resistance. Give me an example of how you've experienced this and how large of a wall is up between these people.
I don't think that there is that large of a wall, to tell you the truth. Because having been on their side of the fence, I know that secretly you envy these successful karate people. Based on what they teach compared to what we teach, we have infinitely more knowledge about different types of martial arts and more innovative training methods and that kind of thing. What they have is organization. They have structure and vehicles for promoting people, for example, through the belt system. The goal that they give you when you walk in the door is to become a black belt. The goal when you walk into the average Jeet Kune Do school is, yeah, okay, you're here.
Take what's working with the belt system and can you apply it to what you're doing?
That's what I've done.
Are you using belts or something?
No.
What are you using?
We use a ranking system. And again, this is another weapon. Bruce Lee did have a colored ranking system, Jeet Kune Do.
How was that displayed? Did they wear something?
It was never put to use. He never really physically demonstrated it, but I know that it existed and I have copies of it.
Bring it back. Are you doing it?
Yeah, we use it at my school, and that's one of the reasons why we have grown, and it's one of the reasons why we have kept people, because we're just following the model of the karate school.
That sounds great. What do you think I can help you with?
Organizing the access to martial arts leaders.
Are we talking about building your site of audio interviews?
And the content that will be available for sale.
For more interviews like this, please go to hardtofindseminars.com. It's really as simple as picking up the phone and calling them and asking them if they'd like to do an interview over the phone. What do you want to interview them about? Just more on the marketing side or more on their discipline?
The Jeet Kune Do guys will all be about their stories. Everybody wants to listen to that. Everybody wants to know how you started out and how did you get to the point that you've gotten to and what advice would you have for somebody who's coming up and whatever.
Okay, that's great.
Just from listening to you, listening to John Carlson and Gary Halbert talking together, listening to Joe Polish interviewing a whole bunch of people, getting Bill Glazer's Kennedy Inner Circle stuff, I have pretty much taught myself how to conduct one of these interviews. And then I've listened to Alex Mondozian talk to different people. I can't think of anybody that I haven't listened to.
Okay, well, you know, you got to start with the first one. It's just like that first step, and I'd write down five people you want to talk to and call them and invite them and ask them if they'd be willing to do an interview for your internet radio show that you're starting. Now, there's several reasons why someone would want to do that. What's in it for them? They all have schools?
Most of them have schools. Some of them have products.
Here's what you want to think about, okay? And since you're starting, you really want to think about, you know, some people do the interview just because they're nice and they want to talk about their discipline, something that they love so much that they may not have the opportunity to talk to people about. And if you can get them to do that without giving them anything and they're willing to do that freely, then do it. Now, if someone's not so willing to do that, they're going to want something out of it. So the next thing is you can say, well, I'll tell you what, I'll let you mention your school in the audio recording. We have the potential to have thousands of visitors to our website, which will be free promotion for you. So there's another business side, a reason that they would want to do it. Third, when you approach them, you could say, we're setting up an internet radio show, i.e. website, potential visitors, worldwide audience, to learn about you and your story, and we would position you as an expert in Jeet Kune Do. There's lots of people out there who want to learn about Bruce Lee and his discipline, and you'd be doing a great service for the discipline. But if they have an information product, you want to set up a joint venture deal. So you say, I'll tell you what, I'll do the interview with you, but here are the guidelines. I conduct and edit and create and publish and own the rights to the audio content. You're welcome to review it before we do anything with it, and we'll put a place for the listeners to contact you, but we'll control the flow of the leads. So it'll be up on your site, but you'll say if you want to talk to, what does a student call you?
Sifu.
So if you'd like to talk to Sifu Daryl, there'll be an email address, contact Sifu Daryl, and you'll control the emails, okay? Now, if you decide you want to set up a deal with them and they have a set of video products that they control, you negotiate a 50-50, a joint venture, or a 60-40, or a 70-30, whatever you can get. Set up a deal, because if you're going to do the audio and you're going to promote it, it's going to be free video sales for them that they have done no work for except an audio interview, and you want a piece of that action. But your control is controlling the leads, meaning they will not be able to leave a phone number in there. You'll edit it out. The only way that someone can get in touch with that Sifu is by emailing or calling, but they call you first, so you have the control of the lead. Then you could forward it over to the Sifu as a way to keep them honest. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I would advise now, as I've done this for years, and I wish I had done it before, now when I do an interview, there's got to be a back end or some kind of profit center in it for me. Not in all cases, but it's nice to do that because your time is limited. So when you set these things up, that should be your ultimate goal. If they have video products or information products, say, look, I'll promote it, I'll do the interview, I'll edit it, I'll get it out on the World Wide Web, I'll position you as the expert, you can pitch your discipline. Now, if they give their name, there's always a possibility that they can go around you if they want information products, but in most cases they won't. They'll go through you if they've listened to your interview. And then each little interview becomes a little internet infomercial for you that you can profit from, but they'll profit from as well. So those are the things I would advise. If they don't have a product or nothing to sell, and maybe they're just getting started, but you want their expertise, their story, to build some stories for the website, tell them that they can mention their, you know, whatever, their studio. Give them a reason. But you'll be very surprised. Most people love to talk about stuff they love and feel honored to be interviewed, and they'll give you their all. They really will. So it's not hard. It's just you got to make the invitation. Pick up the phone, call them, tell them who you are, tell them you respect the discipline, and would you be willing to do an interview for my students? You can say you're doing the interview for your existing students at your studio. You're trying to teach them as much as they can to get different perspectives from different masters of the art. Would you be willing to do an interview for my students, and would it be okay if I put it up on the website? You don't even have to go into the details about the website. Just get their permission. And don't get their permission in writing. Get it when you're on the phone. You can call them up and say, would you be willing to do the interview? And you set a time. Then when the time for the interview comes, you do what I did. I said, well, I'm going to record this, and you understand I have the rights to use this. I told you I'd let you preview it before I did anything with it. I'll honor that. So you make them feel comfortable. But if you start asking for agreements and contracts and releases and all that stuff, it'll never happen. You just do it on the phone while you're recording.
Okay. Now, I know that there's one of your recordings where you talk about...
The recording device?
Yeah. I think it's Jason.
Yeah, Jason. Thank God for Jason.
Yeah.
Because he told me what he uses, and that's exactly what I use. It's a simple Sony ICD recorder. These digital recorders, you can get them everywhere now. Any of them will work fine. I just happen to use the one he told me about, and I still use it. It's called an ICD, as in dog, ST25 stereo. It's a little digital recorder. It comes with software, and then you need the recording device that you can get at Radio Shack that plugs into the back of your phone.
Yeah.
And when you go to Radio Shack, I use the cheapest one. It's this little black box with an on and off switch. Get the best one there is. They have three or four different ones now. Spend the money for the best one. Also, there's this guy named Mike Stewart, InternetAudioGuy.com. He's out of Atlanta. He can set you up. He's got some packages. They're a little more expensive, but if you want to do it right from the beginning, you know, I didn't do it right from the beginning. I used that modem spy, but that's all I knew. But if I were you and you were really going to do this, do it right from the beginning. Go to Mike Stewart and tell him what you want to do. You don't have to get the most expensive thing, but he's got all that stuff. But what you find on Mike Stewart's site, you may want to search on eBay and find it cheaper. Just look on eBay. Find out what you want and then search it on eBay. So definitely do it right. But the ICD recorder is $100. Mine only takes batteries. There's one that you can charge. I would recommend you getting that because you blow through a lot of AAA batteries. But the one I do, it works fine. I've been very pleased with it. So you do the recording, you save it in a Sony format, and then you take that file and you save it as a WAV file. And then you need editing software to edit the audio. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, this audio stuff, if you're going to edit it to like how I edit my recordings, it's very time consuming. If you want to do it right, if you want to really do the best product, you got to think your recording will be listened to thousands and thousands and thousands of times if you perceive your site growing, okay? Each one of those recordings is an infomercial. You could be lazy at the beginning and not edit it and have all the ums and the ahs and hold on and the stupid chit chat, you know, the nervous talk, and it's going to cost cost you money. Invest the money and edit this thing. On my recordings, I remove every every everything I could get out of there to clean it up the best possible. You've heard some of my stuff.
Yeah.
Some of the stuff isn't edited. I'm re-editing a lot of my recordings that are designed to sell something. It may take a good editor 5 hours to edit 1 hour of audio.
Okay, so you don't do it yourself.
I do some of it myself now. I have two people who do my editing for me. They'll run through it the first time to clean it up, but I do all the final editing. I'll always go through everything, but it just saves me time.
So you don't have to be specially trained in it or anything like that?
Yeah, it's real easy to learn. The thing I learned on was GoldWave. GoldWave.com. There's some software you can download. They have a new version. Do not get the new version. It's a 5-point-something. It's a free download, and you can test it out and play around with it. The older version, which is still available, a 4-point-something, get that. That is the easiest one to edit on. But there's some glitches with that software. It sometimes freezes up your computer, and it's a little bit of a pain, but it's worth it because you can edit much faster. I haven't found any editing software that's quicker than that one. So you can do your editing in that, and once you got it down, it's nothing but copy, paste, delete. It's just like a Word file. You know, you put words in, you take them out. Same thing. And I trained my babysitter how to do it, and I trained another person how to do it. You just show them how to do it. And if you want some consulting on that, maybe in another interview we could get into that, what's important about that. But basically what I'm telling you is, if you have two recordings side by side, conversation like I'm going, you know, and ums and ands, and the phone beeps in, and you say, hold on, and you have that in your audio recording, and then you have one that all that stuff is out, and it's tightly edited, and there's no ums and ahs, and when you're interviewing an expert, and you're positioning them as an expert, if the guy's like, well, you know, he's not going to come across credible. Just look, think about your discipline. Hesitation creates opportunity for your opponent, right?
Exactly.
It's the same thing. Hesitation in your voice reduces the credibility and the perception of the confidence of your expert. You want your expert coming across badass. No ums, no ahs. This guy knows what he's talking about. He is smooth. He's not hesitating. You see what I'm saying? Just like in a fight. Look at the recording as a fight, a match. And who's going to come on top, you know? If you've got something to sell in the background, you're going to get more sales out of it. Just like an edited, copywritten letter.
And then the last thing then would be the transcript.
Once you do your editing, you find someone to do the transcripts for you. You could go on to Elance.com, Elance, ScriptPlants. Go find all those Lance companies where they outsource transcription services and find yourself a good transcriber. You put the job up. You shouldn't pay any more than $30 or $40 for an hour's worth of transcripts. People will bid against you. Just find out if they're qualified. There's tons of people who can do transcripts. And you upload the edited audio file. They have transcription software that allows them with a pedal, you know, where they can do it. They know what they're doing. You just got to get them the digital file, whether you send it to them on CD or upload it and let them download it. I have the same girl's been doing my transcripts for years. I found her on Elance. She's great.
Okay. Listening to Storms yesterday, and he says that he no longer spends as much time at his school as he did, except he goes in and he teaches black belt classes or something. And I thought to myself, for a little while now, for about 15 months or so, I've felt like that. There's something else that I'm supposed to be doing rather than coming into the studio every day and just teaching classes.
Yeah, and what do you love about this whole business? Teaching the discipline? Teaching students? Maybe that's how it started?
That's how it started, and I still get quite a kick out of discussing the philosophies behind it and passing that stuff on. But now what I want to do is to reach a broader market with that.
Well, that's what you can do in consulting. You know, when you're teaching in your own studio, you can only reach so many people. But think, if you're consulting and showing businesses how to grow their businesses, the real benefit is the student gets to learn a great discipline. And because of you and your marketing and your consulting, you can spread the teachings of Bruce Lee to much more people. That's the end result, is the benefit for the student.
Yeah, definitely.
What else can you think of? If you get your transcripts transcribed, you want to get them up on your website in PDF format. Also, because you have a natural flow of conversation between two people about a subject, the search engines will love that. And you want to get each one of those transcripts up as an HTML page on your site. So you can give your visitor to the site, and this is something I'm doing right now. Each one of my transcripts you can download in PDF, but search engines can't find all the words in a PDF. They can find the headline or the title in a PDF, but you want to take each one of your transcripts and put them into an HTML page, even if it's 20 pages long, and then have all your links on the top or on the side. I'm working on it right now, working on it real hard. So you'll be able to go to my site, you can print the transcript, or you can go right to the page and read it online. But it's a tactic great for search engines because you've got natural conversation related to a topic. That's a great way, once you're up there for a while, but you want the traffic, you want every person who types in Bruce Lee to come to your site.
I actually did do where you go and you type in the words to see what...
What'd you come up with?
I wish I'd written it down, but when I first first heard about doing that, I went in, I put in the name Bruce Lee. There is still a lot of stuff for Bruce Lee. I put in Jeet Kune Do and was pleasantly surprised to find that there is still a lot. So I saw that and I thought, okay, then there is definitely something to be done here. I mean, starting out, it might not sound like there are that many members of this niche market, but I know that there are guys who make a lot of money off just 300 people.
Oh, absolutely.
But the thing is that each of these guys that I can get in touch with, like if I get in touch with somebody in Scotland, he has people on his list. And once he's being interviewed or what have you, and I tell him to let his people know to call in.
That's right. So you can do an interview with an expert, but the rules are he doesn't get the interview. It's on your site. He'll naturally want to invite his people to listen to how great he is at your site. And you capture their names and you start siphoning off his customers. That's how to do it. Anything else on your mind? I got time if you got questions.
Yeah, the way that you have yourself interviewed also, some point doing that.
Setting up the joint ventures with the people you interview, that's just icing on the cake. You really want your own products that you control. You should get in there and teach some classes and videotape it. Do you have videos of you doing instructions?
I just finished a three-part series for the National Association of Professional Martial Artists, which is, like the name says, it's a national organization. So NAPMA has about 2,000 member schools. So I just did a Filipino martial art thing for them.
What was it? Instructions on the discipline?
The Taekwondo guys, the karate guys, the Kenpo karate guys who are members of NAPMA, it'll be featured in their instructor product catalog. So I'll make some money off of that.
Who owns it? You own it or they do?
No, they own it. The whole reason for doing that was to get my name as a featured instructor with the endorsement of America's largest martial art organization. From there on, anytime that my name is mentioned in something, they'll go, oh, that's the guy from whatever and whatever.
You ought to do one for yourself. A good sales letter can sell it. You can build your credibility with your experience and your business, and you've been trained by Bruce Lee's number one guy. I mean, if you have these videos, I know you're comfortable selling within your market, but there's some real money outside of your market. People want to be like Bruce Lee. Do the younger kids know who he is now?
A lot of them do, but again, that's also something that I've thought of. So I thought about re-engineering something so that it's something that's old, but now what we turn around and do is we present it as this brand new thing. I saw an ad on TV the other day, and it's for the Ziploc people now have, instead of the bag with the two fasteners that connect together, they now have Ziploc containers that you screw on. And I looked and I thought, wow, a new product from Ziploc. And then I thought, whoa, it's just a jar. It's a normal plastic container that you screw on, which is what people have been using forever.
Well, I see what you're selling to the public, maybe whether it's the Ultimate Fighters or that niche, you're selling learn how to be like Bruce Lee.
Yes.
And you've got all his credibility to play off of. You get to prove to him that you can teach him what he knew if they're willing to learn. Then it's just a great sales letter. And you've got millions and millions of people who want to be like Bruce Lee. And if they don't know who Bruce Lee is, it's not going to be hard to sell them on the idea. Is he considered still today as one of the greatest?
Yes.
He is.
Still considered the greatest.
The greatest.
Jackie Chan and all those guys.
Do they not even come close?
No, not at all. Simply because he was the one in a million.
An audio interview on Bruce Lee is how you start selling this stuff. If you know this guy backwards and forwards, you're studying his discipline. I bet we could do an audio interview on Bruce Lee that would just be kick-ass. So you got to sell people on Bruce Lee, and then you sell people on how to be like Bruce Lee, and that's your product. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. When I'm at conventions with karate people, it's amazing how many of them got into Taekwondo or whatever because of Bruce Lee. Now, they never got into Jeet Kune Do because, again, we were off in the backyard somewhere where nobody could find us. But Bruce Lee is still the reason why they started practicing martial art. And now, you know, here's a guy running a Taekwondo school, but Bruce Lee was his hero.
Tell me why Bruce Lee's so kick-ass. Just start rattling off some things that just really stick out. Why he is so good and so far superior than everyone else out there.
Okay, well, at his prime, he was 132 pounds and could hit like a heavyweight.
Was it measured?
Yes.
Who measured it?
They conducted tests. Bruce Lee was using all kinds of electronic measuring equipment in the late 60s, early 70s.
To measure the power of his hitting?
To measure power, to measure speed, reflexes, that kind of thing. There are numerous stories. And then there's the infamous 1964 demonstration that was captured on film that was later given to some Hollywood producer, and that's how he ended up getting the role as Kato.
Tell me about this demonstration. Before you do that, tell me about these measuring devices. Did you read about them?
Yeah.
All right, so he had in his studio devices that would measure, tell me what it would specifically measure, the power of his kick, the speed, reflexes, and he was always measuring his performance?
I don't have the intimate details of it because I wasn't there.
But you knew this guy measured his...
Yeah, and again, there are stories of the power that he could generate. For example, in a sidekick or something, for somebody his size. So he's the quintessential little guy who could pull off the big guy stuff. So that's one of the reasons. When Bruce Lee got on screen, his way of moving, his way of doing things was nothing like what Hong Kong had been producing for a few years prior to his arrival on the scene.
Hong Kong karate movies?
Bruce, yeah.
Okay, it was nothing like it.
No, so when Bruce Lee came, it was like, wow, who the heck is this guy and where do these kinds of moves come from?
He developed them all through his study.
Yeah, it was just his unique approach to martial art training. His unique approach combined with a fanatical discipline, just stuff like that.
All right, so his power for his size was unmatched.
Yes.
What else?
Since it's been over 30 years since Bruce Lee passed away. A lot of this is chronicled, but there's still Hollywood stories, for example, about somebody like Ryan O'Neill being on the receiving end of a Bruce Lee sidekick and being thrown 20 feet back and landing in a pool and still having a back injury because of that.
Is that true stuff, you think?
Yeah, it's true.
So were they just playing around?
It was something along the lines of, well, I doubt very much that such and such could work on.
Yeah.
But the thing is, it's not so much my having to invent stuff to sell. It's just really reminding people this stuff is out there, you know?
That's right. You've seen my Claude Hopkins stuff, right?
Yeah.
I've got the collection of Claude Hopkins ads. He's been dead for a long time, but I'm going off all his credibility. This guy was known as the father of advertising, and now you can see his work. It's no different than that.
Yeah. Now, there is one area that could, I don't even know how it would affect it, but it's the legal thing with the Bruce Lee estate.
What is it?
Well, to the best of my knowledge, they have not been able to register his name, and so nobody has to pay to use the name Bruce Lee.
No, you don't have to pay to use his name. Did you hear they're trying to do that?
Yeah, there's a particular logo that has been used as the Jeet Kune Do logo.
Yeah.
Everybody has used it. It's actually the logo that's on my website.
They're saying that's trademark?
Yeah.
That's different from using his name. So the trademark may be the way it looks. If they get a ruling that no one can use it, yeah, you'd be infringing on the trademark, but that's just a design of the way it looks.
Okay.
You can use his name, Bruce Lee. He was a living person. He is a public figure. They can't stop you from using his name.
What about Jeet Kune Do, the name of his method?
His method? I think it's out in the public. There's nothing they can do. He taught it publicly. Unless he trademarked that name a long time ago,
no.
Nothing they can do.
Okay.
Yeah, you're teaching a history course. You're teaching the history of Bruce Lee. That's all. They can't stop you from teaching that.
Right, because there has been some kind of rumbling.
You said there's other instructors teaching Bruce Lee. Is the Bruce Lee estate marketing Bruce Lee products? Who's selling Bruce Lee products? Are there a lot of videos of Bruce Lee out there?
Because of some of their legal shenanigans, one of the top martial art publishers pulled everything about Jeet Kune Do out of their catalog.
Which marketer was it?
It's a group called Unique Publications in California.
So they took all the stuff out?
Yeah. For example, some of the more senior JKD people had books. And then the Bruce Lee estate started talking about this, and they go, you know what? We're not going to hassle with you about this, and they just shut down everything.
They just stopped selling the product.
They just stopped selling them. Yeah, the books are no longer available. You got to try to find them on eBay.
Can you find them?
Oh, yeah, some of them you can.
What do they sell for? Good money?
Well, people are bidding $85 for my instructor's books.
Is it Bruce Lee's instruction book?
No, Dan and Asano's book.
Oh, Dan and Asano's books.
Yeah, there were four books that he brought out in the early 80s, but then they went out of print long before there was any trouble with the Bruce Lee estate. It's the stuff that came out mid to late 80s, that's the stuff that Unique Publications has discontinued.
Now, Dan and Asano's, Bruce Lee's estate, have a problem with him?
Yeah, I believe he had the copyright on the Jeet Kune Do logo.
So what's he doing now?
Well, they attacked him personally, and he didn't have the money to fight a legal battle.
So they won legally?
Yeah. So they won, or he just gave up.
So he's not doing any marketing or anything?
No.
Did he have products that he was selling?
He has videotapes and that kind of thing, yes.
Is it of Bruce Lee or of him?
It's of him.
And they said that he couldn't sell it?
What they wanted was control of the Jeet Kune Do symbol.
Just the logo?
Yes, and he owned the copyright on that. So they stepped in to block him from being able to renew ownership of that.
Oh, gosh. But why would that stop him from still promoting it? Why did he have to use that particular logo?
Simply because that's what we've all used for almost 35 years.
The logo.
Yeah. People in the martial art world see that logo. They go, ah, that's Jeet Kune Do.
But all your new converts wouldn't know what it is.
They might, because it's been around for so long. But that's kind of the legal problems that have come up. But I don't foresee them trying to stop me from talking about Bruce Lee or from talking about Jeet Kune Do. I don't see that.
Nah, it's ridiculous.
I just wondered what your thoughts on that might be.
For your protection, if let's say you start this whole venture up, I would form a corporation, a separate entity, and do all your website under a different corporate name on the outside of your existing business. Are you incorporated right now?
No, we're sole proprietorship.
It's always smart to separate your personal assets from your business, especially with liabilities, because you got to do it. I would incorporate your business. You're making enough money to do it. Get incorporated and then set your publishing business, your website business, under a totally different corporation. And worse comes worse, you can keep that corporation broke. Incorporate your existing business, then you incorporate your website and all the audio recordings and the products and stuff. You have two different entities, and you keep them separate. You know, when someone sues you, if it's trademark or patent or whatever, it's civil. It's about money, and you can't get blood from a stone. You can keep your business active, but if there's no money to sue you for, what's the point? So you can keep that corporation broke, and if you start another project, have another corporation. Keep your assets separate. So if you know that they're going to be a potential problem, you've got nothing to lose, especially if you build it up. You want it as a machine to capture names and email addresses, and then your broke corporation can give those names to your studio, and then you can market your products under that. All you want is a damn name. Isn't that the whole point, to sell them something?
Yeah.
So you should do that, but you should definitely incorporate. I've got a recording on my site on Nevada Corporation. Yeah, get a Nevada Corporation.
Okay.
There's a recording on my site on Nevada Corporation. Yeah. I can give you a referral to my person.
To be honest with you, Mike, even if I could spend an hour a day, it's still going to take like 6 months to get through your material.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's not going to take that long. That's why you got to just listen to the ones that apply to you.
Right.
But I'll tell you, the audio recording is very time-consuming. I did it all myself at the beginning. I'm just starting to farm it out. But it costs money to produce. It costs money to edit. It does cost money, and it's work. But once it's up there, it's a little machine.
I'm fully committed to this because I see it as helping me to expand the studio itself. This is definitely something that I want to do. But, you know, to be honest with you, sometimes the thing that stops me from starting stuff is the obsession with having to be perfect.
Yeah, well, you got to get over that. You're never going to be perfect. You just got to get started.
Yeah.
But you're going to screw up at the beginning. You just got to get moving. That is the hardest thing. You got to just pick up the phone and say, would you like to do an interview? And just do it. And the editing will make that thing perfect. Even if you talk for an hour and 20 minutes of it is good, you can edit that thing down to 20 minutes of great content. Watch what I do with the editing of this. We've talked for right around an hour. It may take a couple weeks, like I said, to get it all edited. May not take that long, but by the time I send you to the review, you'll hear when we talked about a lot of different stuff. All right?
Okay.
But get moving. This week, I would make some calls. Just get your Sony recorder device. Get that hooked up. Go to Radio Shack. Get that thing ready where you can record a call. And get on the phone and say, hey, I'm looking for some interviews to train my students. Just invite them to do an interview. You know, you guys are all in the same fraternity.
All right.
All right. Has this been helpful?
Michael, thanks so much.
Okay, great. Keep in touch, okay?
I will.
Bye. If you go back to my site and in the products page, along the light blue section down on the left, you're going to see another link that has a lot of value, and it all has to do with joint ventures. Go to that page, and you're going to hear about an offer on a joint venture system like no other. If you read the letter there, it'll describe all the benefits, and the offer is virtually risk-free, meaning you can order my joint venture system, have it sent to you without paying a dime, have 30 days to review it, to digest all the information, and only if you're happy with it after 30 days do you pay. It's an offer you can't lose on, and if you're enjoying this content, you're really going to love what I have waiting for you on the joint venture link at the products page at hardtofindseminars.com. Go check it out. I think you'll really enjoy it. Hi, it's Michael Senoff with Michael Senoff's HardToFindSeminars.com. Here's some information on my HMA marketing consulting system. I'm going to read through the sales letter. This way you can just listen to what it's all about. Let's get started. Here's how to use Richard's simple, risk-free home study system to become a high-paid marketing consultant in 45 days or less without any prior marketing, business, or consulting experience. Dear friend, in this letter you'll learn a simple, painless, and inexpensive way to become a high-paid marketing consultant in the next 45 days, complete with paying clients and a steady flow of income that comes in year after year. It doesn't matter what your current skills are now, and it doesn't matter if you have any connections or business experience. In fact, all you really need there are a few simple systems my friend Richard has developed over the years to become a high-paid and in-demand marketing consultant. And the best part is you do not have to shell out tens of thousands of dollars for the secrets, and you can even use them for yourself almost free if you choose. I'll explain the details of this offer in a second, but first, let me tell you what's in Richard's HMA system and how you can be up and running, earning money soon after getting it. To begin with, if you do your homework, you'll find that there are several competing marketing consulting business opportunities in the marketplace. I'll be the first one to advise you to look into all of them before you invest into any of them, including my HMA system. I've interviewed countless people who have paid enormous fees to attend trainings. I've received firsthand feedback on Y2 Marketing, Action International, Quantum, Topline, Peterson Consulting, and other marketing opportunities, and many of them are actually pretty good. But what separates our HMA system from the other ones I've seen is that with Richard's system, you don't need any previous marketing experience, any business connections, or even a lot of money. In fact, Richard will be the first person to tell you if he can do it, you can do it. How can he be so sure? Because when Richard started, he was broke himself and had very poor selling, speaking, marketing, and presentation skills. And even today, he's just as shy and introverted as the next guy. In fact, the only difference between you and Richard is because of a simple system he invented after attending a J. Abraham marketing consulting seminar over 15 years ago. You see, Richard discovered that while J. Abraham really is a marketing genius, his system, like most other marketing consulting programs today, was not geared toward ordinary people who don't have a lot of money or natural marketing talents. J. Abraham in the early 90s had credibility, contacts, and millions of dollars. The training Jay taught his consultants was from his own millionaire perspective. But Richard was nearly broke, so broke he had to borrow money from his dad to attend Jay's training. He had no credibility and few contacts. And when Richard went out in the field to test Jay's teaching, he failed. Richard did not quit. After years of experience in organizing the marketing concepts into a workable system, Richard began to experience success. Richard had discovered his own unique system to make money as a marketing consultant that is easy to follow and simple to learn. Richard had created a system that will work whether you're a millionaire like Jay Abraham or broke, struggling to make the rent. It's taken Richard 15 years to perfect and tens of thousands of dollars working out the bugs and getting his system so you can approach virtually any kind of business to offer your consulting services. And since sharing his system to the public, Richard has trained marketing consultants in the U.S., the U.K., Nigeria, Luxembourg, Australia, Greece, Ireland, Canada, and even Holland, some who were totally new to marketing when they started. Here's why. With Richard's system, all you do is use the tools he's created for you the exact way he says to use them. And within the first few weeks, you can have a marketing consulting business with paying customers and large fees dwarfing anything you could make at your regular job. And best of all, you can do it all without pressure, without strain, and without the unbearable personal rejection most marketing consultants endure when getting started. For example, most people getting into the consulting business believe making cold calls to get clients is the worst and most difficult way to get clients. This method is usually reserved for the consultant who has no contacts whatsoever. While other consulting trainings tell you to make prospecting calls yourself, Richard's system trains you to pay others to do your prospecting for you. Take, for instance, the telephone prospecting script in the system. All you do is take the proven phone script, hand them to a part-time telemarketer with a copy of the Yellow Pages, and tell him or her to call businesses and read the script word for word. This simple method for getting new clients works time and time again. You do none of the calling and you still generate clients. This way, you can be sleeping in, playing golf, or even taking a vacation and have an endless stream of fresh, quality appointments coming in each and every day without you lifting a finger. Plus, in addition to these proven phone scripts, you'll get an audio training called How to Get Appointments, which takes your people step-by-step through the whole process on how to use the scripts. That means if you don't want to pay a lot of money for a professional telemarketer, just hire a student or a stay-at-home mom and give her the How to Get Appointments training, and she'll be just as good, if not better, than anyone else at getting you appointments. Of course, the phone is only one way to get clients. Your HMA system also has already tested direct mail letters for selling your consulting services, such as an approach letter and a follow-up letter, a proven collection of postcards designed to generate leads, and even a sample brochure and professional audio presentations. And with the simple tools he'll create, you'll be hitting your prospects from every conceivable angle, giving yourself the maximum chance of capturing those high-quality paying clients within days of starting your consulting business. And if you're really ambitious, then you can use Richard's system to create what's called the podium effect. What's the podium effect? The podium effect is this phenomenon where people will automatically respect, trust, and believe people who talk at seminars or small workshops. And since Richard also includes pre-written seminars and workshop flyers, you can fill a room, give your presentation, and watch as dozens of people scramble to hire you the second you step from behind the podium. Not sure how good you'll be at putting on presentations? No problem, because Richard has already created a powerful presentation seminar outline for you, complete with a PowerPoint presentation and all the training you'll need to be up and running fast. This is the same presentation Richard currently uses to capture clients today. More on this later. You won't have to try and figure anything out or struggle or structure your presentation. Just plug in Richard's pre-made seminar presentation, follow the word-for-word transcript, and you'll be delivering a powerful, proven presentation that gets clients fast. Easy as 1, 2, 3. And here's something else to think about. With Richard's system, you won't have to worry about not having a reputation or a track record of helping business owners with their marketing. If you've never done consulting before, I know what you may be thinking now. You're asking yourself, why should these business owners believe anything I say? You're afraid that they will ask you for proof that you can get results. You'll think they'll want referrals before they work with you. You're thinking that you have no credibility. This is only an illusion in your imagination. It's fear, not based on reality. I'm here to tell you this will not happen to you, and here's why. You must understand that your clients are not interested in you. They are only interested and the results you can bring them. Being a fully certified marketing consultant means you'll be able to draw on the successful track record of the HMA system. It's actually pretty simple. Richard has discovered a proven way for you to use his testimonials, his stories, and his success for your business. And by following Richard's simple instructions, you'll be able to borrow Richard's credibility for yourself. Plus, you'll also learn a secret way Richard has invented to create your own credibility within the first 30 seconds of meeting a potential prospect without needing any testimonials. Testimonials, success stories, or past successes. This is one of Richard's trade secrets, and it works like gangbusters for everyone who uses it. But here's the thing. Getting an appointment or filling a room with prospects is only step one. You can get all the appointments in the world, but if you can't close the sale, then it's all for nothing. Richard knows this more than anyone. After spending hundreds of hours and tens of thousands of dollars of trial and error, he has created a truly foolproof system that lets almost anyone turn at least 25% of your appointments into paying clients. And what makes this possible is Richard's proprietary opportunity analysis worksheet. With this simple document Richard has created, you can walk into any business, command immediate respect and attention, and literally become a marketing miracle man to the owner of that business. The reason why is because the opportunity analysis worksheet lets you literally make over the business owner's marketing and show them exactly how you will create real cash profits right before their eyes. And if this business owner you are talking with has any desire to grow his business at all, then he'll have no choice but to be impressed by you and want to work with you. In fact, the opportunity analysis worksheet makes converting appointments into paying clients so simple you can even do it over the phone. Richard also shows you how to command large fees and even get paid on a portion of the sales you make for your clients for years in the future. It's called a contingency fee agreement. This should only be used with a client after they have hired you and paid you to do project work. Other expensive consulting opportunities teach you that contingency is the only and best way to sell consulting services. And it works like this. If you help your client make an extra $100,000 a year, and you make 15% contingency agreement with that client, you will pocket an extra $15,000 on top of your regular fees per year. If you do this for just 5 of your clients, you will make an extra $75,000 a year. If you do this for just 10 of your clients, you will make an extra $150,000 a year, and so on. Again, this is in addition to your regular fees. You can typically charge a client anywhere from $500 to $5,000 per project, and most clients will need at least 4 projects. And it's so easy once you understand Richard's system, because Richard really has done 90% of the work for you already. For example, his system includes endorsed letter samples. All you do is find businesses that sell similar but non-competing products and services as the business you are helping and strike a simple deal with them where they send your offer to their customer list for a portion of the profits. This way, you and your client make a bundle off the initial sales and even bigger windfall from additional sales later. All from leads that didn't cost your clients a penny to generate. Client reactivating letter samples. This is the easiest way to make fast cash for you and your client because almost nobody goes after his or her inactive clients and customers. And all you do is take one of your pre-written letters and mail it to your client's inactive customers. Watch your clients shake their head in disbelief as inactive customers they thought would never buy again come back to life, spending their money with your clients again and again and again. And remember, if you set up simple contingency deals with these clients, as Richard explains in his system, you'll get paid on all that action too. You'll get letter templates for things like special promotions, unique sales, and other events. Each letter has proven the work, and it's almost guaranteed money in your bank account every time you use one of them. These are just a few of the reasons why Richard's students report such fast and easy profits. To hear real stories from existing HMA marketing consultants in their own words, go to hardtofindseminars.com/audioclips.h as in Harry, .htm. That's hardtofindseminars.com/audioclips. The A is capital. Capital A and then audio clips with a capital H after clips .htm. You'll learn how they're able to get clients that pay cash quickly. This is why I have no problem saying nothing could be simpler than using Richard's system to make money quickly and easily as a marketing consultant. And realize this, every time you make one of your clients money using Richard's paint-by-numbers, pre-created tools, you'll become your city's marketing business guru, and you'll have the instant reputation as the go-to guy. As I said before, I've seen all other marketing consulting programs out there, and I have not yet seen anything that even comes close to Richard's system. But you certainly don't have to take my word for it, because you will see you can try everything almost free if you want and see it for yourself. But first, here's a quick breakdown of all the exclusive marketing training you'll be getting in your HMA system. HMA resource number one. This is the actual HMA system. You'll get all 10 HMA operational manuals showing you each step of the way how to capture clients and make them real profits. This collection represents the system. Each binder walks you through all steps of the system. You'll reference these materials as you take your clients through the steps of the HMA system. Richard spent years creating and refining these modules. Each comes in their own three-ring binder. You'll use these manuals as you follow along in resources 2 and 3. HMA resource number 2, the 1995 HMA live seminar training. You'll own 25 hours of cutting-edge HMA marketing training in a downloadable audio format. Richard's first live marketing consulting seminar was conducted in early 1995. Your 1995 training features Richard at the top of his game teaching a room packed with students his system for becoming a successful marketing consultant. Each student paid $5,000 to attend. You'll be able to download, hear, and learn everything you need about capturing clients and creating marketing systems for them. It's like having Richard right there with you, showing you exactly what to do each step of the way. HMA resource number 3, the 2005 HMA live seminar training. You'll get Richard's most recent live training on DVD. This is the same training Richard did from 1995, but updated 10 years later. You'll see Richard in action in full color and live in front of a room full of students eager to learn Richard's secrets of his HMA consulting system. Each DVD is professionally produced. The picture quality and sound is perfect. You can play your DVDs in your home, computer, or portable DVD players. You can even take it on the road with you. I've also arranged to have your audio from each of your DVDs converted to downloadable MP3 audio files. You'll not only be able to watch this newest training in video, but you'll have full access to download each audio as an MP3 file. You can also burn CDs to play in your home or car CD player. Any way you choose, you'll sit from the comfort of your home, car, or office and have Richard transform your mind into a human hidden marketing assets detector. After learning Richard's system, you'll be trained to sniff out found money in virtually any business lucky enough to retain your services. Richard's students pay thousands of dollars to learn what you'll get in these DVD trainings alone. HMA resource number 5, the HMA Group Training Video DVDs. This is Richard's most recent training conducting live group training for 15 business owners wanting to learn how to grow their business. The group training concept is another way for you to make money. Richard discovered that many of the businesses he talks to want his consulting services but could not afford his one-on-one fees. As a result, Richard started working with manufacturing associations and started doing group trainings with 10 to 20 business owners at a time. Each group training would last for 2 hours, twice a month for 3 months. You can charge anywhere from $500 to $3,000 per business owner. If you were to do group training for 10 businesses, and let's say you charged only $1,000 each, you would make $10,000 for only 12 hours of work. That's $830 an hour. I have never seen any easier way to make money than this. Imagine using one of your pre-written letters from your HMA system and sending it out as an email to a list of your local chamber members at no cost to you. Then, imagine prospects attending your free seminar on how to grow a business without advertising. Then, imagine taking your guests through the pre-designed HMA PowerPoint presentation crafted to sell group trainings and one-on-one consulting services. Remember the podium effect? Then, imagine having 10 people fighting their way to you with checkbooks in hand, ready to pay you anywhere from $500 to $3,000 each. If you're the consultant who likes action in an exciting group atmosphere and who likes to make a lot of money fast, this presentation is for you. Your set of group training DVDs will show you exactly how to execute this training. You'll have access to pre-designed workbooks to provide each one of your paying clients, and you may even have these workbooks private labeled with your consulting name on the cover. But there is a minimum order of 10 sets. HMA resource number 5. You'll get lifetime access to exclusive online training and support in your HMA University, including online audio, email, telephone backup, and more. You'll hear intensive interviews with marketing consultants making anywhere from $500 to $2 million a year doing marketing consulting. You'll learn their secret ways of making money and how they run their consulting businesses for maximum profit and minimum work. These interviews and trainings are updated regularly and published in your HMA University, which means you'll have all the support and feedback you need to make your consulting business fly right from the start. HMA resource number 6, you'll get my famous Joint Venture Magic course, including audio training, joint venture sales letters, and sample contract and agreements. This course sells for $595 on my site, but you'll get it for free as part of your HMA system. And trust me, if you do nothing else but harness the enormous power of joint ventures as explained in this course, you'll never worry about money again. Plus, this joint venture course also includes a collection of contracts and letters of agreements for use in your consulting practice. You'll have agreements for contingency marketing, copywriting, intellectual property rights, marketing consulting retainer fees, non-disclosure forms, creating new profit centers, referral fees, and many more. Without a doubt, you would have to pay tens of thousands of dollars in legal fees for a collection of agreements like these. But this entire collection is yours when you become an HMA consultant. HMA resource number 7, you get a gift certificate for $1,000 off my audio creation service. This will pay for itself 100 times over in your first year alone. Here's why. If your client can talk into a phone, I can create him an information product that can sell for anywhere between $497 and $3,900. I've done it myself. I've sold hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of information products using this very system. And with your help, he can then sell the product to use it to generate leads for his business. And of course, if you set up a contingency agreement, you will get paid on those sales too. You'll also get a certificate worth $500 off my audio infomercial service. There's nothing better than a hard-hitting audio recording that features the benefits of your product and service, and there's no better delivery than the internet. Plus, you can also use this service for your own business. When you have your own unique audio infomercial, you'll literally ooze with the kind of ironclad credibility money can't buy, and even your most skeptical prospects will want to hire you right on the spot. And perhaps the best part about your certificate is that it can be sold or transferred to your clients. There's no expiration date as long as you remain an active HMA consultant. HMA resource number 8, free publicity and press training from the Publicity Doctor. This is huge, especially when you set up contingency or commission deals, because every time you use free publicity, money will come back to you in buckets without your clients having to do anything but answer the phone and answer a few questions. You'll learn the secret of getting millions of dollars in free publicity for your business and your clients' businesses in newspaper, magazine, television, and radio. HMA resource number 9, you'll also get the reprint and resale rights to 23% professionally written business reports, including Insider Business Strategies, 5 Ways to Increase Your Bottom Line Profits Without Spending an Extra Dime on Advertising, Quick Fix Marketing, One-Shot Turnaround Strategies for 50 different companies. This gives you 50 marketing plans for 50 different businesses. Chances are your client will fall under one of these categories, and you can use these reports to make your job easier than ever before. The Headline Bank, 100 Top Money-Making Headlines. How to Up Your Profits in a Down Economy, 114 Tips and Techniques and Tactics to Kickstart Your Cash Flow, Yellow Page Success Secrets, How to Attract More New Business with a Riveting Ad that Captures Immediate Attention, How to Use Brochures to Grow Your Business, and more, 23 in all. The great thing about having all these reports is not only this great business information, but that you can also resell these reports. You're going to have all the rights you need to put your own company name on them and resell them to your clients to make revenue. This is a residual income opportunity built into the HMA consulting training. You'll own these reports in Microsoft Word and PDF files so that you can reproduce these for your clients to sell to them directly. HMA resource number 10, the marketing, reprint, and duplication rights to a collection of my 117 hours of audio content in written transcripts from hardtofindseminars.com. You'll own the use rights, not the resale rights, to over 117 hours of downloadable audio interviews, marketing lessons and transcripts by Bob Bly, Mark Joyner, Gary Halbert, J. Conrad Levinson, Tom Hopkins, Brian Keith Voiles, Carl Galletti, Ted Nicholas, Joe Vitale, the PR Doc, Art Hamill, Millionaire Mr. X, Taylor Trump, Herschel Gordon Lewis, and many other marketing experts. You'll instantly have a mountain of new products you can use to get more customers, clients, subscribers, and strategic business contacts. Use as free bonuses to sell consulting projects and services. Offer as special incentives to help your clients sell more of their existing products. Package and bundle together to make one-of-a-kind products to give them away free to build goodwill. Educate and excite your clients. Your options of what you can do with this content is endless. This content has been a labor of love that has taken me 10 years to build. I've invested tens of thousands of dollars and hundreds of hours to put this material together, and yet I'm making it available to you as an HMA consultant at no cost whatsoever. HMA resource number 11, a lifetime membership to hardtofindads.com. You'll get over 700 typed word-for-word transcripts from the world's largest digital swipe file of editorial-style ads by the highest-paid and most successful copywriters in the world, like Eugene Schwartz, Claude Hopkins, Gary Halbert, Brian Keith Voiles, John Carlton, and Ben Suarez. This is like having a team of the world's top copywriters on your desk telling you exactly what to write to make a winning promotion. These ads have pulled in hundreds of millions of dollars in sales and are proven templates that will work for you and your clients. In many cases, you can take what's already been done and adapt it to what you're selling. products with just half the profit-producing ads sell for over $5,000, but they're all yours free as part of this Super HMA consulting package. HMA resource number 12, 24/7 remote control consulting service selling tool. Selling consulting people who don't want consulting can zap your motivation stone dead and eat hours of valuable time. You should only be selling your services to qualified prospects. And so you get a valuable time-saving tool to pre-sell our HMA system for you. It's a PowerPoint presentation outlining all the steps in the HMA system. This presentation will let you send a link to any prospect in the world with internet access and have them learn about what you can do for their business as an HMA consultant. In other words, it takes you out of the selling position until they have gone through the presentation. If your prospect doesn't do this, they aren't uniquely qualified as a legitimate prospect and are not worthy of your valuable time and expertise. You'll get this presentation customized with your photo, your company logo, your website, and your email address branded throughout. This one tool has saved me hundreds of hours by letting me pre-sell and educate prospects about the HMA system without my direct involvement. You'd pay thousands of dollars to produce a selling tool on your own like this, but it's yours to use and brand the second you become an HMA consultant. Resource number 13, you'll own 100% usage rights to all your marketing tools, sales letters, postcards, presentations, ads, press releases, client-generating reports, client testimonials, manuals, my million-dollar consultants list of service providers, and more. Everything you need. Well, what about support? As an HMA marketing consultant, you'll be in business for yourself, but not by yourself. By that I mean, when you have a question, you get Michael Sinoff, not some customer service rep that doesn't speak English. You'll get me working directly with you. You'll get me returning your calls minutes after you leave, a message, and that includes weekends. You'll get me returning your emails in hours, not days. You'll even get marketing assets I've accumulated over the years, like my knowledge on direct mail, marketing, advertising, and copywriting. In other words, I am always here for you. No question is a stupid question except a question you don't ask. And I'm personally going to do whatever I can to help you. If you need something, just ask and I'll do whatever I have to do to get any answer you're looking for, whether it's asking Richard or going to my network of millionaire marketing and business experts. If I don't have an answer for you, I will find someone who does. And finally, as I said at the beginning of this letter, you get to try everything out. Use all the tools and learn all the secrets without having to risk a single penny of your own money. Here's why. If you follow the system step by step exactly the way Richard teaches and you don't capture your first client in 45 days or less, I'll refund 100% of your purchase price with no questions asked, no hard feelings, and no trying to talk you out of it. All of which means you can test drive this system without risking a penny. And I mean that. I want you to hold my feet to the fire for 45 days. Use the system, play with it, compare it to other systems, and see for yourself exactly what you have in your hands. And if you aren't making money with this system in your first 45 days, then return it. How much does it cost? Well, I've done the math, and the tools, resources, and personal help is easily $22,000 worth of material, probably even a lot more. In other popular marketing systems, I've seen with only a tiny fraction of the features in the HMA system cost $30,000, plus ongoing fees and even royalties on the money you make. In fact, that is the standard practice. They take a cut of the money you make with their system. But with Richard's HMA system, you won't be paying any royalty fees, nor will you be paying $30,000 or $20,000 or even $10,000. No, you can claim your complete HMA marketing system with the tools, manuals, videos, audios, lifetime access to ongoing HMA university training, and all the high-powered marketing resources I've listed and more for just six payments of $995 plus shipping and handling, or one payment of $5,970 plus shipping and handling. The six payment plan is my way of letting anyone get started. This is not a layaway plan where you only get your system until after all the payments have been made. No, you'll get all 13 resources described in this letter, starting with your first payment of $995 plus shipping. Shipping in the U.S. is only $43. Shipping international is between $90 and $200 depending on your location. And again, there are no additional fees to pay after all your payments are made. This investment is chump change compared to the tens of thousands of dollars you can save and make with our HMA system over the course of your life, even in the first month if you choose. This tax-deductible investment is small compared to what you're getting, especially when compared to what other marketing consulting courses with a lot less value and with all their fees and royalty. However, there are two small catches to this. First of all, do you remember earlier in this letter when I said I was giving you my audio creation infomercial at a huge discount? Well, if you become an HMA consultant, you're going to be dealing with a lot of people who will want and need that service. And I'm hoping you will send some of those people my way to get these audio services done when the time is right. If you become an HMA consultant in the next 30 days from the date of this letter, I'll happily pay you a fat 20% finder's fee for any audio work you refer over. Yet another way you can make money with the system without so much as lifting a finger. But this is another of the main reasons why I'm giving you all this value at this ridiculously low price. And I'd be lying if I said I wasn't offering this deal as much for me as I am for you. And secondly, even though you're free to use your HMA system anywhere without restrictions, I have severe limits on the number of systems Richard will let me sell within each geographical area. Richard wants to make sure as an HMA consultant you have the maximum opportunity to profit without competitors. So being accepted as an HMA consultant is not guaranteed, and the only way to be sure of claiming your system is to act now. All you have to do is call me personally at 858-274-7851, and together we'll determine if becoming an HMA consultant is right for you. If we're both in agreement, I'll send you a payment agreement by email in the form of a PDF document. You'll complete it and fax it back to me at 858-274-2579. I'll then process your payment and send you the membership details for the HMA Online University, and I'll rush your HMA system to you by U.S. mail or Federal Express. You can start listening to your online audio lessons immediately while waiting for the rest of your HMA system to arrive. And that's it. If you have any questions, please feel free to call me at 858-274-7851. Yours sincerely, Michael Sinoff. P.S. Please keep in mind that while it really is easy and simple to make money with Richard's system, it is not for everyone. I say this because if you and I talk and I find that you're not a fit for this system and I say no, please don't take it personally. There are some people who just shouldn't be marketing consultants, especially with Richard's system. But the one way to find out is to give me a call at 858-274-7851. If you get my voicemail, please leave your name, your area code and phone number, say that you're calling about the HMA system, and I'll call you back at once. Please do not email. I get so much spam that your email may never make it to me. If you're still not sure if my HMA system is right for you, go and hear real stories from other HMA marketing consultants in their own words how they were able to get their first clients. All you have to do is go to hardtofindseminars.com/AUDIOCLIPS.htm. That's hardtofindseminars.com/audioclipsh. The A is capital and the H is capital. Thanks for listening.